When God Plans Our Way by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man of 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? Genesis 17:17. Has God ever surprised you with what he has planned for you, something seemingly unbelievable that sounded like it couldn't possibly ever happen? How many couples would believe they could conceive a baby at 100 and 90 years old without the help of medical science? Like Abraham, would we fall face down, laughing at the very thought? Yet the Bible is full of unbelievable stories, ones where impossibilities became possible. But often, our own wisdom, understanding, education, and life experiences can hold us back and inhibit what we were willing to believe is possible with God. In an episode of the classic television show Leave It to Beaver, Wally Cleaver, Tony Dow, can't believe his little brother's boldness in carrying out a task, to which Beaver, Jerry Mathers, gives a profound reply. "Glad I didn't know as much as you, or I'd be the biggest chicken in the world." Many today think most biblical reports are just fables and didn't really take place. But recently, a man was swallowed by a big fish and lived to tell about it. Sound familiar? Yet many believe the story of Jonah didn't ever happen. Jonah 1:17. Likewise, what would we have done if God had asked us to build a giant ark and fill it with 2 of every animal in the world? Well, seems kind of like a bizarre idea, right? At the time Noah built the ark, Genesis 6:9, some biblical scholars believe it hadn't ever rained on earth before. If so, the concept of a nonstop pouring down water and flooding was unknown. Hebrews 11:7 explains, "By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. But by his faith he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith." Yet none of us would be here on earth today if Noah had rejected God's plan, if he even tried to figure it out beforehand if it could work. As well, there are 3 men walking out singe and smoke-free from a fiery furnace. Most of us would think there is no way in this world Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could ever survive. Daniel 3:23-27. 2, how many of us would believe Daniel could spend a long, dark night in a lion's den and walk out in one piece without even a nibbling on any of his toes or fingers? Daniel 6:22. And what about a baby born of a virgin, of a biological impossibility becoming possible? Matthew 1:23. God has a history of surprising people by revealing his power and majesty in unexpected ways. When we consider all of the above, are we terribly underestimating God of what he wants to accomplish through us? Do we truly believe all things are possible with God, or are we limiting his plans and purposes for our lives? James 4:2 reminds us that we have not because we ask not. So why not let these biblical stories encourage us to ask bigger of God, to seek his plans to be accomplished in our lives, even if we might not understand how they could possibly happen through us?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.